Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Aaron Thomas joins us on today's program to preview his speech this evening at Central College. First of all, Aaron, what are some of your memories of Pella and some of the connections your family has to the Tulip City?
Yeah, my dad did work at Central Football Camp. My uncle attended Central, so I can remember as a younger kid going down to some games there. And, you know, it's a very neat community with all the Dutch and the brick in the town. And obviously Central is such a fine institution. So, you know, a lot of respect for Pella, for Central, and honored anytime I have the opportunity to share there.
The reason for your visit is to speak as a part of the Pella Wellness Consortium's community common reading experience of The Sacred Acre, the story of your dad, Ed Thomas. When you speak about the book and at Central, what do you hope the audience takes away from his story or your speech?
Well, I just hope, you know, that kind of the thing I'll hit on or talk about, you know, everybody's going to go through circumstances and situations that maybe we don't ask for or wish we didn't have to endure, but each and every one of us will have adversity in our lives, and I think how we deal with it says an awful lot about who we are as people. And so, you know, if there's some things that I can share just through my experiences that maybe help somebody else or give them a different outlook on their circumstance, then, you know, to me, it's what I enjoy is those after conversations when people tell me, you know, they were challenged or moved or it changes their outlook. And, you know, that's what my hope is with my platform and my opportunity to go out and speak.
We had the chance to talk to numerous people here in Pella directly impacted by your dad. Is that typical for you to hear stories about him wherever you go?
Yeah, you know, I always appreciate the stories or the connections and the interactions people had with my dad that maybe I wasn't aware of. You know, I get a lot of those stories after I speak, or people who knew my dad from, you know, coaching clinics or served with him on the Shrine Bowl or on an advisory board or when they were just getting started in coaching, that my dad took some time to explain some things of what he did with them. And, you know, I think anytime you can get those stories is obviously, for me, selfishly something I truly appreciate and enjoy and thank people for sharing. And, yeah, to see, you know, how many different people he did have interactions with throughout his life, you know, is something that I think surprised me each and every time I do have the opportunity to go out and talk.
The country became aware of Parkersburg through the destructive EF5 tornado and the way Coach Thomas led the community to rebuild. What are your fondest memories of how the community responded to that storm?
Just that sense of community in our town and truly by all of Iowa was unbelievable. Just the number of volunteers that came back to Parkersburg. You know, at the time I was at Union High School in LaPorte City, so I didn't live in Parkersburg, but came back often obviously to help my parents as they lost their home and with the school and the devastation that was there. But just that sense of community and the willingness of Iowans to come and help, even if they didn't know anybody in Parkersburg, but just knew there was a need. And I think that's something that makes us very special and unique, as I don't think that would happen in all parts of our country. So that sense of coming together and of community, not just by Parkersburg or the surrounding area, but by our entire state, I think was an extremely humbling and eye-opening experience.
Now, it was less than a year later that your father was killed by a former player, and it's when you seemed to step up to carry on his legacy just hours after the shooting. What were the challenges for you to continue to pass along what he shared with so many people after that tragic day?
Yeah, you know, you're obviously not prepared for a circumstance or situation like we endured on June 24th. But with all that said, I think we were prepared. Didn't know it at the time, and obviously our faith's a big component of being able to move forward after my dad's death. But, you know, it's something, like I said, a circumstance that I never once thought about, dreamt about, could imagine. But truly just kind of followed my dad's example of after the tornado, how he dealt with adversity and talking with my mom and how she wanted to move forward and her approach through this. And then, you know, for me, it was just kind of in that spokesman role, you know, trying to do and say what I guess my dad probably how he would have wanted us to respond. And that certainly, you know, our response has created opportunities for me to either to speak and travel around and do those different things. So, you know, at the time, you don't dream it up. You can't necessarily prepare for it, thinking anything like that had ever happened. But how you live your life, the people that invest in you, I think prepared myself, my brother, and my mom for June 24, 2009.
Now, 8 years later, what do you continue to emphasize, and what do you emphasize about your family's story through your speaking?
I think just, you know, that we're all, every person is going to have a platform and opportunity, and it's not always because of successes or great things we do, but we are the only ones who get to choose how we respond when we're faced with certain things in our life. And, you know, to me, that became very apparent throughout this entire process. And like I said, it's very fortunate to have the parents I had that raised me the way they did, that prepared me personally for the death of my dad. But to speak and talk about those things, and like I said, hopefully give some hope and encouragement to those who are also going to be faced with tough things that they didn't ask for either. You know, for me, that's kind of our hope. And then, you know, with my dad's foundation, we started the Ed Thomas Leadership Academies, and great to get 500 high school kids showing up. We'll have our next one Thursday, October 5th, here in Parkersburg, with, like I said, 500 high school kids coming to hear different leadership speakers, and we can offer it at $10 a student. They get a shirt, and they get a meal and a booklet and a lot of great things. So it's a neat experience to be able to share that and for young people to find out a little bit about my dad and in different ways that they can lead in their own school and their own communities, and then hopefully as they get older in their places of work and as they become adults.
Aaron Thomas will speak this evening at 7 o'clock at the Kuiper Fieldhouse at Central College. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.